lot of companies out there will use minority ingredients, maybe 2% natural extracts. They'll slap the Latin names on it, and all these ingredients happen at the end of the ingredient list. In order to list an ingredient on a skincare ingredient list, you have to have something like 1/100th of 1% by weight content in the formula. So you can imagine that some of these extracts may hardly even be there, and yet the extracts that only comprise 2% of the total formula may make up 75% of the ingredient list. You need to be able to understand the ingredients. Cabana has chosen to use very simple, readily understandable ingredients that everybody can fundamentally get and really feel confident in using on a daily basis. When Cabana chooses to use these simple ingredients, like shea butter, for instance, it comes from a karité tree that grows in sub-Saharan Africa from a nut that this tree produces. Chemically, it's a very complex ingredient. There are hundreds of different fatty acids and vitamins and sterols, things that are really good for your skin, in shea butter. But as a result, you have to be very careful when you manufacture formulas with it. One thing that Cabana does is we ensure that we don't overheat our ingredients ever. Actually, when we're making any of our formulas, we never heat above 55 degrees Celsius. And that's because when you do heat it above that, you change the chemical nature of the complex mixture and damage it. By keeping the temperature low, we maintain the nutritious characteristics of our ingredients, which is really critical. Most other manufacturers don't care about that because the petroleum derived ingredients are very, very stable and you can heat them up a lot. When these companies apply the same kind of ethic of using the naturally sourced ingredient, what Cabana does in terms of making sure we don't overcook it, they have a good system in terms of manufacturing processes. It isn't particularly good for skin. The over-the-counter regulation and the mass-marketed sunscreens, companies that market the sunblocks, the waterproof, and sweat-proof and all-day protection, they're doing something illegal that they shouldn't be doing. And FDA hasn't chosen to enforce it, but several big consumer fraud lawsuits were filed against the five big manufacturers of sunscreen. That's Coppertone, Banana Boat, Hawaiian Tropic, Neutrogena, and Bullfrog. So one thing as a consumer you can do to make sure that you protect yourself as best you can is simply don't buy sunscreens that say sunblock, waterproof, sweatproof, or all-day protection, because it's totally misleading and it's inaccurate. And it's not surprising that skin cancer rates are actually on the rise, because people go out, they buy these products, they think they need to put it on once during the day, they go use it once during the day, and they get totally roasted and obviously do a lot of damage to their skin, which results in skin cancer down the road, something that the wise consumer should really pay attention to.